All right, I want to get to this dairy farmer. This guy went absolutely viral with video over the last 24 hours or so. Last I checked, 2.8 million people had seen this particular video. It was put out. Now, this is the caption for the video. We'll play you some of it. Government making a dairy farm in southern Ontario dump 30,000 liters of milk because they have gone over quota. Can't donate it to a food bank or to a hospital or to a homeless shelter. Right down the drain so we can pay $7 per liter for milk. So someone made the video. This is Travis Hugan, and he's on TikTok, and a ton of people saw this video. Here's some of it.
Because it's the end of the month, so tomorrow, I dump 30,000 liters of milk, and it breaks my heart. I will show you. By the way, this here, Canadian milk, it's $7 a liter. When I go for my haircut, people say, wow, $7, Jerry, for a little bit of milk. I say, well, you have to go higher up, because we have no say anymore as a dairy farmer on our own farm, because they make us dump it. And no matter how we stand up, so this time I'm going public. I want the people to see the pain that us growers have.
Okay, he's got a lot of emotion there. No question about it. But this is what I heard. I said to dairy farmers, people who work in dairy, people who work in cash crop. I heard from a lot of people in southern Ontario. A lot of guys in their 30s who either listen to the show or follow me on Twitter, and thank you for reaching out because you're educating me, and then I can pass the word on to the listener. Again, we're still hoping to have one guest on who really laid this out. They're not calling the guy a phony. They're not doing that. He's a dairy farmer, and he's upset, and he is dumping milk in the video. There's no question about it. But it's one of those scenarios where most dairy farms don't overproduce to this extent. They don't do it. Okay? They get over and under production credits to manage milk production with quota limits. Dairy farmers can also sell cows. The argument, at least three dairy farmers I spoke to about this said this guy has not done that. He's not selling cows. He could. That's the option. You can take cows out of milk. Now, you do have to milk them, but the frequency and the time of year factors in as well. By the way, you're allowed to go a little bit over the quota in September and October. You might ask, why is there a quota? Well, I asked that to a few dairy farmers as well. I'll read you this from Trevor. He says, hey, I'm a dairy farmer. Listen to your show all the time. I hope you don't take this one farmer's voice as all dairy farmers. Supply management isn't something to throw around. If we should get rid of it, we need it. As for this farmer dumping milk, there's a lot of math that actually goes into getting the right amount of milk every month. These are cows, not a production factory. Cows get sick. Cows can have feed problems. Cows excel. A mild winter, decent temperature makes for perfect production conditions. Also, for this guy, this is Trevor saying this, to have to dump 30,000 liters a month, he'd have to be overshipping 2,000 liters a pickup. That's easy to know. You can sell cows. He's selling that. Sell cows. You can call cows. It's part of the business. All possible. The fact this guy chooses to dump is stupid and a waste of money on his part. Okay? So he's making that point out. You can call the cows for beef. You can sell the cows to other farmers who have to ship more milk. But he says it's measured in months. That says that farmer can ship 3,000 kilograms per month. And it doesn't matter if it's lower at the start of the month and higher at the end. It just has to be 3,000 for the month. This is a farmer telling me the quota system isn't perfect, but it's fair for processors and farmers. When my grandpa started shipping cream a long time ago, the creamer would come pick up 4 milk cans of cream, but they might send him a check for 3, saying they didn't need the 4th can, but it used it anyways. This wasn't fair for the farmers. They didn't know how much to produce and what they would actually get paid for. So he says what's hurting farmers right now, cost of production corn, soybean meal. He doesn't think milk's expensive. He makes the point. Milk in Walmart's $1.47 a liter in a bag of 4 liters. That's probably about right. $6 for 3 bags of milk, that's about what you'd pay. Pepsi is $1.75 a liter for 2 liters. He says, how is milk expensive? So there's a lot of contradiction about this. These aren't farmers crapping all over the guy, and not because he's got 2.5 million people that saw the video. They're just saying this isn't being run properly. There's a motive, and there's anger. So he may disagree with the quota system. He may disagree with some of how this works. From ProLane Farming, I'm so glad he's called us and let us call him. Dan Tilstra, our guest. You reach out to me. I'm so glad you got the time to do this because you're busy guys. Thank you very much for making it.
Hey, no problem.
When you saw the video, what did you think? What's right, what's wrong? Because a lot of people are weighing in on what the guy is saying about the quotas, about dumping all this milk out, about the cost. What did you think when you saw the video?
Honestly, I was shocked. Like, that's a lot of milk to be dumping, and it's actually completely unnecessary to be dumping it. It shouldn't happen. The quotas are in place so that we do less of that.
Do the quotas stay the same every month, Dan, or do they vary based on the time of year?
So it stays the same year long, except in August, September, October, November, when demand is high and it is hard to get milk out of cows that time of year. But they're coming out of a hot, stressful summer.
Yeah.
And cows naturally are not able to make as much milk that time of year. So, and the demand is also higher. So the board does allow guys incentives to ship extra milk that time of year. So what happens is you're trying to get lots of milk that time of year, and all of a sudden you have to stop or slow rate down, which is really hard to do. It takes lots of management and procedures to operate that rightly. And obviously this guy didn't do that properly, and he's frustrated. So,
Dan, many people watched the video, and dairy farmers said to me, "Well, he's either got too many cows. He's definitely overproducing. Yes, you'll always dump some, but it's something you try not to do. Do you look and go, yeah, that's part of it. There's too many cows. There's way too much production if he's dumping that much."
Absolutely, he could have saw the situation starting a month ago. You know roughly what you're going to produce in the month and in the coming month, and he very easily could have been selling cows off. There's producers that aren't filling their quota that could use milk that would be willing to buy cows, there's no reason that he couldn't have done stuff like that.
So do you understand the credit system? One of the other farmers tried to explain credits, that if you don't fill your production requirements for the month, you gain credits. So it's a little bit like carrying vacation days over. You can use more into the next year if you don't use all yours. Do you know how credits work?
Yeah, I do. So it's kind of like overdraft. So you have your quota and meet it right in the middle, and they give you room to go overdraft in your overdraft. And then you also have I don't know if it's the right term for it, but underdraft, where you can fall behind, but then you can catch up and start shipping more milk just to give you some buffer space. Mm-hmm. So this particular producer obviously maxed out his overdraft, and then they stopped paying you for it. And you can still send it in. You didn't have to dump it. You can just pay a small fee. So it was just a management problem, and he obviously just with the system or something.
Dan Tilstra is our guest. He's a dairy farmer. He's joining us on Toronto Today. One more for you. It's funny with the, because so many millions of people have seen the video. He takes a drink of the milk, but that milk can't go anywhere until it gets pasteurized, right? Like it's one thing to drink it right from the bottle when he's dumping it, but you can't take that anywhere without it getting pasteurized and cleaned up, can you? You can't sell it unless it's cleaned up.
That's right. It has to get pasteurized. It won't last long. And that's completely false that you can just send it away and donate it. Like, it doesn't work like that. The processors can't handle this much milk this time of year. That's the problem. He talked about donating, but that's not really an option.
Yeah, that's not feasible. Hey, Dan, thanks so much. You gave us great context here, and I appreciate the back and forth we had, and I got to learn a lot, so the listeners did as well. Thank you again for the time. Have a great weekend. Appreciate what you do.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
You got it. Dan Tilstra, our guest on Toronto Today. It's a really interesting video. And again, there's some people that look and they get the guy's frustration. He doesn't like the quotas. He doesn't like the system. But it's different for everybody, because dairy farmers are saying, we know the rules and you got to play by them. And it looks like he's just a little overextended with production.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.